evening, everyone, and welcome to the Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I will be singing songs of Christmas time tonight. Yike! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I will be doing improv lyrics, so I'll make them up. I am too lazy to learn the words of songs. Who gives a sweet damn? I can sing them anywhere. I will.
Hold on, hold on.
Phil, you've interrupted me one too many times, Phil.
Just hold on, hold on. I gotta tell people what's going on. It's the Phil Henry Show.
I already told them that. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to. What do you want now?
Hi, folks. This is the Phil Henry Show, and that's what you're gonna be doing tonight.
What I'm going to be doing tonight.
Well, you got to explain this to people. Margaret Gray is going to be singing. A lot of people are saying, how come you don't take phone calls like you used to? How many different questions am I answering? You come next, bud, okay? Tonight, Margaret Gray will be singing some Christmas music, and it's improv lyrics, right?
Yes, it's improv. I was going to explain that while I was singing the song, Brains.
Brains. Man, yeah, that's funny. Well, she did get you there, Phil. That was the whole purpose of her opening the show, was to sing to explain it. Okay, fine. I mean, but I just thought that I could do it better. I didn't know. People ought to consult with me that she's going to do the whole song, and in the body of the song, explain the entire routine that she's going to be doing, as opposed to just a few lines, and then I come in.
And by the way, it's not a routine, all right? I'm not doing juggling. This isn't what did they call it? Vaudeville? Or it was called what, bud?
Dad, you call it vaudeville.
Vaudeville. This is not...
Vaudeville?
Vaudeville, yes. It's not vaudeville. We're not doing a Geico commercial. This is the real deal, my friend. This is Margaret Gray singing... Yeah.
Bud...
Jingle bells, jingle all the way, 2, 3, and oh, what fun.
Anyway, now what's the problem?
People want to know, how come you don't take phone calls?
Well, one of the reasons why we don't take any phone calls is because we don't get any phone calls that we can use. The other reason why we don't take any phone calls is because the talk radio has evolved beyond the phone call, it would appear. The usable, good quality phone call that one can use. Talk radio has, I think, in the intervening years, it's just grown past that. Even with topical talk radio, what, Margaret?
Are you clowns going to be talking about this? Are we going to do jingle bells and so forth?
I thought this was a Christmas music program. It is. But, Bud, why are you asking me that?
Just because I got some emails today.
All right, you could have asked me that before we went on the air, you know. Welcome to the program.
I know, but you weren't here.
Okay, then you could have picked up a phone and called me.
But if you didn't answer?
What if I didn't answer? Did you try?
No.
He didn't know whether you'd answer or not.
You could call up and find out if I'd answer.
Yeah, but if you didn't answer, then where would I be? See? I could call you, but what would that do?
You'd find out whether I was home or not, and then you could talk to me.
See, that's what I kept telling him. I said, call him up. And then you find out if he's there. And he said, well, what if he's not there? And I said, if he's not there, then call another place.
Gee, bud, you know what a telephone is, right?
Yeah, I know what a phone is. I got one.
Well, that's great. You can call more than one guy on it. You could even call somebody else. Maybe find out if I was there. Where, if I'm not where I am, maybe I'm at another number, you know?
Well, you say that now.
Phil, this is what I mean. You know, just let me open the show and you're not going to be boring the audience with this conflict with Bud every...
Good Lord.
Phil, may I say, you should just let her start singing, because I was looking forward to this, and...
All right, I'll do that, but as I said, I want to introduce the show, and as I was doing that, here comes Bud with another piece of business. Anyway, hi, it's Friday night, it's the Phil Henry Show, our number is 855-500-7445, just in case...
Thank you, I'm Margaret Gray. Jingle bells, jingle bells, hey, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride, woo, in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, Jingle bells, jingle. You notice what I'm doing there, Phil? Jingle bells. See, I'm doing a bit of a 5-4 or whatever it is, 7-4 time. Dashing through the snow in a one horse. Now watch this, in a one horse sleigh. Or the we go dashing all the way. See, these are not only, this is going to be a great show tonight. I'm going to show people how to, how good these songs can sound when you do the improv lyric, but also how bad they used to sound as compared to what I'm going to do to them.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Well, isn't it obvious?
No, hold on, Bud. Turn that garbage off. Bud, turn that ear-splitting trash off. Now, what do you mean, isn't it obvious?
Margaret, I'm laughing just at the line alone of, wait till they hear how good these songs can sound as opposed to how they used to sound. That alone made me laugh.
And why did that make you laugh?
Because what I'm hearing you do right now, it's good, but you know, I'm not saying it, but it's very unusual.
That is a good point, Margaret. It's very unusual when you, the way you sing that.
How am I singing it, General, that's so unusual?
Well, you're going jingle bells, jingle, jay, hey, jingle o. I can't describe it.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. You're going jingle bell, hey, the jingle bell. See, it's like you're adding the word the.
Right there, that's a very good point, Bud. It's like you're adding, you're going jingle bell, the jingle bell, you know.
Both of you guys, I'm very worried. Do you have them on a group plan?
Yeah, they're on a group plan.
I didn't know I was insured through this, whatever this is.
Well, we can certainly do that. So, we'll get you guys in for a quick diagnosis whenever we can. Anyway, welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Would you knock it off with the music already until I get this thing going?
That's a beautiful... Oh, my God, what a sacrilege for you to interrupt a song like... Tidings of Comfort and Joy.
Oh.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you do do. Do, do, do.
Anyway.
That, Phil, I hope you don't keep doing that throughout the program because I'm going to be sitting here toweling off. Nothing but...
Yeah, be like a money shot.
How dare you...
Ow!
Say money shot.
She never even hit you.
I know, but I got to make it sound good. Got to make it sound good for the police report.
What police... You don't say... First of all, Bud, don't ever say that again. And secondly... Don't ever say that again. And
what?
Money shot.
Bud, that, you know, uncalled for. Uncalled for.
Well, she said she's toweling off.
Egg, Bud. Egg, egg, egg. That's what I'm talking about. One, two, and a one, two, three. Ladies and gentlemen, Dean Martin's version of Sleigh Ride.
We got to take a break.
I beg your pardon?
We're taking a break, and then we'll be right back with Margaret Gray singing some of your favorites here on this Friday night. We're going to be on vacation next week. We will be, however, on our website at Phil TV and HD with some video events each night. So keep that in mind. Also, Bud Dickman and Steve Bozell on Sunday with the Game of the Week. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I'm Margaret Gray with another... Christmas favorite on the Phil Henry Show. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, dinging too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with us. Our faces bright and rosy, our cheeks are frozen, our faces frozen. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with them. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. I guess that's a horse. When we're done riding, then we can carve it up for state.
Okay, see, I even see you laughing.
I'm not laughing, I was coughing. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, dinging too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Bud Dickman, ladies and gentlemen.
And then it goes to the sleigh ride.
Very good, Bud. That was outstanding. You're really getting better. You're really getting better. getting up on it. That's good. Next week, we'll take you to Disneyland. I think they'll let you out.
Thank you.
Do, 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 two, three, four, one, two, three, cowbell. And then we'll go home, eat some pumpkin pie. We'll have a cup of coffee and stuff like that. Oh, what's under the tree? I'd like to open that one there. And there's another one there. I think Frank broke the bank on that one. We can ride along. Well, you know what? You get the idea, Phil. Oh, don't give me the bulkhead stare, okay?
What's the bulkhead stare?
All of you guys, look at all three of you, were staring at me like all four of you, all three, one, two, three. Yeah, the four of you, you're staring at me like there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something wrong with you.
Well, Margaret, what was the whole idea of carving the horse up? I could do anything, but I can't.
General, this song is about taking a sleigh ride. Well, even in these economic times, people are going to be hungry. So it seems a waste to go on a sleigh ride with a horse when there are so many hungry people.
And so at the end of the sleigh ride, you carve the thing up for steaks.
Wow.
Well, I'm sorry.
Margaret.
I'm sorry, but I'm very mindful of the poor. This time of year, ladies and gentlemen, please be mindful of the poor.
Yeah, it just seems...
But just be mindful of the poor.
All right, so that sleigh ride by Margaret Gray... I don't know why, but you're bumming everybody out with your Christmas music so far, you know?
No, I'm not bumming everyone. The people out there in the people, whatever, out there, whatever they're doing, I don't want to... It's nothing against you folks listening. I just don't want to really imagine what you're doing. But whatever they're doing, they're enjoying what I'm doing. And what am I doing? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing.
You're ruining a perfectly good song, as it sounds to me.
No, I am not... You know, this happens to artists all over the world, Phil. Thank God we live in America, or I'd be in a jail cell right now.
Yeah, well, you'd be in a jail cell, all right. But not necessarily for the expressiveness of your art. You'd be in a jail cell for murdering a horse.
I'm not really going to kill... Wow, what a...
They're going to kill the horse. The singer doesn't do it.
The singer of the song doesn't do it. The people in... The characters in the song carve it up.
You know, you're going to have some people out there hearing you singing Sleigh Ride, and the next thing you know, you're going to have the parent... What the hell is that... What's that thing, General?
You're talking about the Parent Council of America.
Yeah, that's what's called... They're going to hear that song, and then a horse is going to turn up in frozen steaks.
Are you trying to tell me the Parent Council of America is going to come down on Sleigh Ride?
If you're recommending that they carve up a horse, yes. So anyway, welcome to our program this evening. That's only 21 minutes into it, and I'm still saying welcome to the program. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We also have Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton on tonight to talk about Phil Robertson and, his nonsense and a couple of other things we've got going on. Let's see, bud. Take me up to the program notes here. Oh, yeah. I know you're singing tonight, Margaret. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton will be with us. Ted Bell will be explaining his relationship with the Dunphy brothers, and Brass Villanueva should be on to talk a little bit about Feliz Navidad. He honors that song as a beautifully sung Christmas song sung in Spanish, but Brass, as you know, is an empowered Hispanic male who has had his culture beaten out of him by the Anglo culture, so he doesn't know what Feliz Navidad means.
Well, what do you find funny?
Yes, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at how funny that is. That's not funny to you?
What do you mean, funny?
The guy is Hispanic. He loves Feliz Navidad, but because he's had his culture beaten out of him by the Anglo culture, he doesn't know what it means. You know?
Well, that's entirely what... You know, I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. The young man is speaking his mind, you know.
Yeah, okay. So that's what we got going on tonight. We'll find out whether or not the young man is speaking his mind or is he just dumb. That's what we're going to find out tonight here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with that cat. So we, as I mentioned, next week is an off week for us. Whether I get out of here and get to Washington, D.C., I'm not exactly sure because the bad news came down late yesterday. I got to get taxes done. Are you ready for that? This is the holiday season. I mean, I'm telling you, it's... This time last year, I remember how much fun we were having and, anticipating the season and I was just talking to friends and caroling throughout the neighborhood. You were not caroling, were you? No, but I, yeah, just in my mind's eye, I was caroling. That's something that does not happen here on the West Coast. I know it happens back east because the neighborhoods are closer together, right?
Well, Phil, who are you asking that question of?
Well, I was asking Margaret. She's from Pennsylvania.
Phil, I haven't been in Pennsylvania in so long. I know that there is caroling that is done in areas of the country where the neighbors and the neighborhoods are closer together and people know each other and so on and so forth, and many of the houses, and it depends on how far you have to walk. Back east, you can walk two steps, you're at someone else's house. But if you asked me to go out caroling out here, I'd say, not a chance. There's no way in hell.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to walk all that. By the time you get to the next house, you're absolutely destroyed. You're winded. You can't move another step.
When you're out here?
Yes, out here.
Well, what are you talking about? I can walk down the street of any average neighborhood in California.
The houses are too far apart. By the time you get to the next house, you're sick of it. I did it 1 year, and we sang one song, and I think it was Jingle Bells or some asinine, not ad, sorry, I didn't mean to say asinine, but some song like that. And I said, is that it? And they said, we're doing the whole street. I said, oh, you got to be putting me on. I got in the car, Frank was waiting, and he had the engine idling, and I knew that something like that would happen, you know.
So you told Frank to stick around?
Yes, I said, Frank, don't go anywhere, because I think I'm not going to enjoy this. And we got done with one song. We're on our way down to the next house. And I said, well, you can take this and stuff it. I got into Frank's town car, and we were gone.
Now I remember that. That was the year that you sponsored this caroling organization, right?
That's right, yes.
And within one house, you're gone?
Phil, I organized these people, and they sang, and I sang with them at one house. And then I took a look at the street, and I said, there's no way. Were you there that night? No. Did you see the street? No.
Yeah, but you got to go house to house and door to door. That's the whole idea, caroling, go a door to door.
Is that the whole idea of caroling, Bud, go a door to door? Phil, is this Debbie Daly or Bud Dickman? Bud, I want to have your hearing tested.
Why?
Because in about a week, if it keeps disintegrating, it's going to be, yeah. That's what it's going to sound like.
Margaret, that's not funny because there are people out there that are hearing impaired, you know?
Well, then they can't hear me.
Oh! All right. Look, this is not about anybody scoring any points. I just wanted to hear you give an explanation here about this caroling thing. And you're telling me that you, even though you sponsored this, because I remember when you sponsored that organization, you do one house, Frank's waiting in the town car, and off you go. What did the people say to you?
What people?
The people that were caroling with you.
Phil, I started the organization so that these people who were, to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of them were overweight. And I thought if I can get them out and they move a little bit of that fat, if they can just begin to move the fat, that's all I ask. That's all any of us can ask.
That's not fair to tell somebody go out and move their fat and you're not going to be there. You're probably going to want to hit me for this, but what about your fat?
You're right, I am, bud.
Yow!
You missed him.
Do you have to let everyone know that?
Yeah, sort of.
Gotta make it look good.
Hey, if you guys are going to start doing theater, theater of the abuse, how about that? You want to make it sound like you're smacking him, or do you really want to smack him?
I really want to smack him, but I don't want to be arrested.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my permission to go ahead and smack. Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that feel?
Yeah.
All right, fine. So, anyway, so that was that, and so there's no caroling. Isn't that what your question was, Robert or General?
Well, someone said you'd been caroling.
No, I haven't. I've not been caroling. Not in our neighborhood. There's no caroling. The only thing that happens in my neighborhood, as it pertains to music, is somebody plugs in an electric guitar in their garage, and next thing you know, there's a whole bunch of people pulling chairs around, and it's really loud. And it's really cool. And it's there's another tradition we have here at the beach.
What was that about?
Yeah, you're all like, what was that?
I was just mimicking like a dumb stone surfer. There's another thing that we do around here. This is cool. Now, I don't know whether or not our neighbor, the guy that used to dig the hole out on the beach, one of the guys used to dig a big pit. And then was it New Year's Eve? I think it was New Year's Eve. Everybody would drag their tree down the street to the beach and throw their tree into the pit and light the trees on fire.
That's bitching.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen that in a while, so I don't know whether they still do it. Hell, I'll volunteer to dig the damn pit. That's how cool it is. Because, you know, once your tree gets dried out, brother, you don't really want to be, you don't want that thing hanging around the house. You don't want a dried out tree hanging around your house. You don't know what it can do. It'll burn itself. It'll set the house on fire on purpose. Anyway, so they drag it down to the end of the street and they do what they do. And it's a lot of fun. I'll see if that happens this year or not. This sounds like it might be Christmas music, but it isn't. It's Linkin Park. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Please stand by.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't have the song ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray. I was going to sing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, but my co-host here, one of the members of the panel...
Wait. I'm the host of the show.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's the host of the show. Why don't you sing it, Phil?
Kissing Santa Claus.
I'll do it. Underneath the Christmas tree one night, well, Daddy woke up, got his gun. I
can't do that.
I don't know what the words are, and I'm having a hard time making up the words to this song because I didn't get enough time. Anyway, this is our Christmas song evening, and I was planning on doing my improv.
Yeah, that's great. We have Ted Bell.
Yeah, that's great.
Phil, don't blow it off like I'm just... something, you know, I'm something that I'm at the checkout stand. I'm not the World Weekly News, Phil, and you're the groceries. I'm part of the groceries. Do you understand? Me, Margaret Gray.
Great. Good for you. We're not quite ready for you just yet, Ms. Gray. God bless you. It's time now, though, to visit Ted Bell. You know, what we have to do is get Ted in here, and then we'll do another song. Is that okay with you?
Yes, I need to warm up anyway.
For me?
Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, hey, everybody. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I want to come on the program tonight and explain the Dunphy brothers, their relationship with me, because there's been some confusion. They're not mobbed up.
Okay, that's great.
Well, you know, I'm trying to, I want to get the truth of the matter out on the table as fast as I can, and the truth of the matter is that the Dunphy brothers come in here on Wednesday nights, on Thursday nights, on Friday nights, I think they're here every night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you said they're not there on Wednesday night.
No, I just said they're there on Wednesday, or here on Wednesday night. I don't know where they are on Tuesday. No, they're here on Tuesday night. So they're here pretty much every night except Monday night.
I think you said they're there on Monday night.
No, I didn't.
Well, I know they're there on Monday night because Frank's there. That's when Frank gets his Caesar salad.
Yeah, so Frank gets a Caesar salad, so what?
And he sees the Dunphys hanging around the bar.
All right, well, then they're here on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're here every night, but they're here Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday.
You mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
That's right, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Thursday. I don't know. In any event, Phil, the Dunphys are very dear friends of mine, all right? When you intimate that they are connected or mobbed up, look, this is not a TV show, okay? We're not doing, sitting around and talking to Jerry Capecchi or whatever that guy, you know, doing Gangland.
Jerry Capecchi or Capici from the Daily News. He's got a column called Gangland.
Okay, good. I mean, we're not sitting around chit-chatting that stuff. Do you understand? The Dunphys are regular business people. They love to gamble. I've placed some bets with them. I don't want anybody to think that I'm not doing anything illegally. I do it through their sports book in Las Vegas, Dunphy Brothers. And I think that's what it's called. I know there's an office I go into. There's a door that I go through.
Well, is it legal?
Yes, it's legal. It's in Las Vegas. It is a sports book.
Well, what does it say over the door?
What does it say over the door? I think it says something like Canyon Boulevard. Is that all right with you?
Well, what's the name of the sports book?
It's the Dunphy Brothers. I think it's the Dunphy Brothers. You go into an office, there's a guy that opens the door for you. You go down into a cellar, And then I think you get on a boat. I'm kidding. No, it's...
All right, let's forget about that for a minute. Let's talk about the fact that you've been taking phone calls, and we have, too, an email about whether these guys are crooked.
Look, Bill, you're going to get me killed, okay?
How can you be killed if they're not mobbed up?
They'll kill me. That kind of thing will turn a man into a killer. So in other words, they're not mobbed up, they're not connected, but if people keep saying that they are, then they'll say, well, I might as well then go ahead and kill this guy, because my life's over, my career's over, everybody thinks that I'm mobbed up and that I'm a mafia. So
in other words, they're not criminals, but because the rumor is out that they're criminals, they might as well go ahead and kill you, because they can't do they can't have an honest living now that the rumor is that they're criminals. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
And you believe that?
I don't know what I believe. All I know is that these guys have got an arrest record, yes. Were they caught on wiretaps, yes. Does that mean they're criminals? No. All right.
Were they were convicted, were they not, of anything? I mean, were they convicted of a crime? Did they go to jail?
I don't think they've ever been convicted of anything that was violent. And
Ted, do you hear yourself now? Now you're saying, well, they weren't convicted of anything violent. They've been to jail, they've been arrested, but you're beginning to qualify these things.
But Ted, let me ask you, the Dunphy brothers, now, by virtue of their last name, I'm going to assume that they're not made.
Wait a minute, we're not talking about whether they're made or not, they're not criminals, okay?
Well, are they associates?
Oh, well, you guys have been reading too many comic books. Are they associates? These guys are just a couple of business people that come into my restaurant, and they say, how you doing, Ted? And,
Didn't someone see one of them grab you by the coat and pull you into the back?
Did someone see one of them grab me by the coat? I'd love to meet the guy that saw that, okay?
Well, I think he gave a statement to police.
He gave a statement to the police. I remember. Okay, I know the yes. All right, yeah, no. You got that. Yeah, I remember that guy. I remember him. He was some nosy patron who I won't let him in my restaurant again.
It was Frank Gray.
It was Frank Gray. Yes, it was.
You're talking about my husband. That's right. He saw the night one of them grabbed you by the coat and roughed you up in the kitchen, I think.
No. Here's the look. It was Frank Gray.
And you're calling him nosy.
I'm saying that Frank... Did you get me on the program tonight, Phil, to make me look like about 100 yards of ass? Is that what you're trying to do? Because you're succeeding.
No, I just wanted to allow you the opportunity that you asked for to explain your relationship to the Dunphy brothers. Now we've got a guy who's seen this, and he happens to be a guy who is closely associated with our show, Margaret's husband, Frank.
All right, Frank is a wonderful guy. I love him dearly.
Yes, but you said he was a nosy so-and-so.
I didn't know it was Frank you were talking about. I thought it was somebody else. And it'd be somebody, if it was somebody else, they're nosy. If it's Frank, thank you, Frank, for looking out for me. But I can assure you, Frank, wherever you are, that I'm fine, that the Dunphys, if they did grab me by the coat and pull me into the kitchen, it was probably they were being enthusiastic about some kind of I don't know.
Well, why don't you get Frank on the phone?
Wait, hold on, General. I'll do that. Get Frank on the phone, would you please?
Who should I see?
What?
Well, who should I obey?
Who should you obey? They both asked you to get Frank on the phone.
Yeah, but which one?
Just get Frank on the phone. Me, okay?
Well, no, you're not the one. Obey me.
I'm the one that said it first, though.
Are you people crazy or something? Get Frank on the phone.
You know, Phil, this is why you want to just get out of radio and not go into the restaurant business, but just go into the restaurant, just live in my restaurant. Just come in here and sit and eat and drink until you die. That's what you should do. I think that's the way you should spend your retirement. Get out of radio, come in here, and with whatever money you have left, eat and drink till you die.
You have no idea how good that sounds to me right about now.
Oh, yeah. So you want to sit and blimp out? You want to go down to Ted's of Beverly and blimp out, drink and eat until you blimp, huh?
Yes, drink and eat until I blimp. You got him?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get Frank Gray on the phone here, who witnessed one of the Dunphy brothers grab Ted Bell. You're saying what, Ted?
I'm telling you that the night that Frank saw me being grabbed by, he wasn't grabbing me. He was saying, hey, listen, I want to tell you, and he grabbed me. And
as he grabbed you, he pulled you into the kitchen. You hit your head against the door.
Yeah, well, that was me. That was, you know, I was clumsy. So whatever Frank, hey, Frank, you there?
I'm right here.
Whatever you think you're going to say.
Look, they called me. They called me up, and they wanted me to come on, and I'm here. I don't know what you want me to say to her, but I saw you, Ted, and this boy was a couple of, well, I've got to tell you about maybe 3 months ago, and it was Lee Dunphy, and she grabbed you by the lapel, and I'll tell you what it was right after that Boston game in the World Series, and it didn't come out good for Boston, I can tell you that much, and Dunphy grabs you, and Phil pulls her into the, and I hear them yelling, and I hear her saying, what do you want from me? And then I hear the other one say, I'll tell you what I want from you. I want the rest of that role. And she slapped her. Okay? So,
Who slapped who?
Lee Dunphy slapped Ted Bell. And then she comes out of the back going, ow, or so, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Frank. Don't exaggerate.
Well, no, I saw Ted. Didn't you come out of the back crying and she followed you out?
Who came out of the back crying? I didn't come out of the back crying. If my face was red, it was because I was probably embarrassed. I told a joke, and it was a crude joke, and the guys didn't laugh. So I was my face was probably red.
Let me ask you a question. Does your face also swell up to twice? Boy, I'll tell you.
You all right?
I guess I'm having a hard time breathing, thinking back on that night. Does your face swell up to twice its size when you tell bad jokes?
Oh, isn't that fair? That's cute. Ha, 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 ha.
See what I'm saying?
No. Wait a minute. The laugh machine isn't, it's not finished. Ha, 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 ha. Let me put another quarter in the laugh machine.
All right, Ted, fine. So you are saying you were not struck. Frank is saying that you were.
I'm just going to tell you something, Ted. I'm an officer of the court. I'm a lawyer. Okay? No, hold on. I'm a lawyer. Now, I know we kid around, but I'm an officer of the court. I am duty-bound to report when I see a criminal crime that has been what a criminal would do, all right? And I don't know whether she was a criminal. I only know what you tell me, and she told me, Phil, that she was not. And so,
Ted told you that Lee Dunphy was not.
Told me that Lee Dunphy was not. He said that he'd known her for years when he met both of them. She was a bookmaker, and so was her brother. They both got married to the same to twins. As a matter of fact, the Dunphys are not twins, as far as I can tell. Are they twins, Ted?
I don't know whether they're not twins. What do you ask me a question like that for?
I'm trying to make polite conversation, okay?
All right, hold on for a minute, because we do have to break.
Don't break now, you jackball. I'm telling a good story here. They married these twins, okay, the Dunphys. And both of these girls were twins. And one of them, Cecilia, he was a jockey. That's it. He was a jockey. And the other sister, he was his manager. And when they married Lee and her brother Jerry.
All right, hold on for a minute, because once again, this is driving me ape.
Phil, you know all about Frank.
No, I know all about Frank, and I think there are times when I think I can get used to it. But now we know that the Dunphy brothers married twins. One of them was a jockey, and the yeah, sure.
What's so funny, Miss Emily?
What's so funny? The Dunphy brothers, two bookmakers, and by the way, and he marries a jockey. Boy, I bet you that went down real good in his profession.
You mean hers?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it matters when we're talking to Frank. World famous Phil Henry Show. That ought to be the title of a book, Margaret. If you ever write a book about Frank, just call it Like It Matters When We're Talking About Frank.
I'm writing it down right. That's very good.
World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back. More Christmas music for Margaret here on this beautiful Friday night. I sure hope you guys are doing okay with, is the weather, I was going to say, has the weather chilled out? That's not really the best way to put it. We'll be right back.
And this is Margaret Gray with a Christmas song. Deck the halls with boughs of folly. What are you looking at, bud?
You said a dirty word.
Kill it. Kill the music. Kill that filth. Turn that off, bud. It's giving me a migraine. Oh, God. What did you say?
Margaret, hold on for a minute.
No, I'm asking Bud a question. What did you say?
You said a dirty word.
What dirty word did I say?
It starts with a D, it ends with a K.
Oh, come on, Bud, it's deck the halls.
Yeah, I know, but she goes,
oh, yeah, that's right. It sounded like that to me.
Margaret, I don't want to... But when you started, yeah, I think what happened was you raced through it, and you went, dee the halls with... And it sounds like you want to decorate the... Well, you know, you want to decorate the halls with the... with you-know-what.
Is it likely on a show of featuring Christmas music that I am going to... that I am going to sink to the level of sewage?
Well,
no, just answer my question, any one of you jackballs. Is it likely that I'll swim in the sewage and not just stand on the shoreline and watch it go by, but wade in and luxuriate in it?
I don't know what luxuriate means.
No.
Luxuriate, luxuriate. It means to get into the actual filth, the river of filth, and smile and rub my finger.
Okay, I think Margaret probably made a mistake if she did say that word.
Which I did not say.
All right, sorry, I just wanted to let you know, in case you didn't know, that you went, dee the halls, and there's a lot of little teeny kids that are going to be made to feel that Santa Claus is a perv.
What are you talking about? You are, get over here for a minute.
Yeah? Yeah!
You deserve that and more. I would never scandalize a child. Turn that garbage off. Turn that jungle caterwauling. Turn it off, Bud.
You know, that's... I got to talk to you about that.
What?
One minute you love the music, the next minute it's jungle caterwauling.
Yes, that's right, because when all of a sudden I want to make a point and he plays that music, it goes from being something that is near and dear to my heart to noise, to the sound of a screaming man in a dungeon as a hot poker is being a... You go ahead and laugh, Phil.
Well, Phil, I don't think it's that funny. I certainly know what she means, except most of this music sounds that way all the time to me.
Christmas music.
Yes,
You don't like it, huh?
Well, no, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that when I hear a lot of it being sung... Hold on, my voice is...
Yeah. Okay, he's got to go and get his water again. General, you need to go to an ear, nose, and throat guy. And when I say ear, nose, and throat, Bud, I don't mean just one ear. I do mean two.
Thank you. I'm glad you clarified that.
You're welcome. Jeez.
You got to be kidding.
All right, sing the song.
Deck the halls. Deck. D-E-C-K. Deck the halls with boughs of folly. La 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Now we don our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Turn it off, turn it off. I cannot stand myself. It's like I'm sealed in a pit of my own filth. Turn it off, please. God.
What's wrong?
It's the wrong key. I can't sing that, Robert.
Well, I'll try to find the right key. Go ahead and try it one more time.
Try it one more time. It's not going to get any better.
Just try it.
All right. Deck the halls with boughs of folly. Ha, ha, la, ha, ha, ha. La, 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 ha, ha, ha. Dee, 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 dee. Now we don our blank apparel. La, 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 hee, 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 ha, ha, ha. What?
If you don't mind, you know.
Why did you interrupt me?
I'm just, what's with the hee hee ha ha and then the now we don our blank apparel?
Gay. We've got a lot of people out there, Phil, that are offended. You heard Phil Robertson. He laid down the law to America. He said...
Phil Robertson is a jackass, okay? That's the official stand of the Phil Henry Show. Phil Robertson needs a doctor. He needs mental evaluation. That's how weirded out that cat is.
Is that right? And you're willing to stand by that statement?
Yes, I am. Willing to stand by that statement.
And I can quote you.
Quote me. I don't care.
You are saying, Mr. Henry, that the...
Will you knock it off? Yes, I am. I'm saying the guy is cuckoo with all that stuff he's saying about gay people. Give me a break. And you were going, now we don our blank apparel so you don't piss anybody off?
It is now, Phil, probably more prudent of me to sing the song in a sanitized version.
Yeah, but...
No, a sanitized version. La, 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 la. music that's in the right key. God, turn it off. Would you turn it off before I self-mutilate?
Sorry.
Thank you. All right, try it again. One, two, three, and a one, two, three. Heel toe, heel toe, heel toe, full layout. Deck the halls with boughs of folly. La 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 la. See, I get caught in that. That's right. La la la. Now we don our homosexual apparel. La la la. What?
Now we don our homosexual apparel.
You wanted me to...
Would you put gay in there, will you? Put the gay in there.
That's what she said. I'm sorry, that was... Deck the halls with boughs of folly. Ha-la-la-la-la, ha-ha-la-ha-la-la. I... La 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 la. Now we don our gay apparel. La, la, la. I'm still trying to find that key.
All right, that's fine. You find it during the break. How about that?
Okay, Daddy, I'll do that.
Good God. The Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be back. Margaret's got some more Christmas music to sing for you, and we've got... Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy to talk about Phil Robertson, speak of the demon, and Brass Villanueva on Feliz Navidad. He may be Spanish, but he doesn't understand that song because of the cultural, you know, thang that just...
whatever.
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.